Well, Scott, as we look at these markets, you know, it started out, I mean, I thought the corn was going to hold to that higher numbers, but it seems like they've pulled back as well, following along with the wheat and the soybeans. Big USDA report, another numbers coming out tomorrow. Is that part of the factor as to why we're seeing that sudden turn to the downtrend today?
Well, that's a little bit of it. We got some concerns here with the export report that came out today, too, on the corn. Really a very negative report where they only had 150 tons sold when they're looking at 300 to 600. And that's putting a little bit of downside as they expect the USDA to come out with a bearish report for the corn. I think the support will come, though, that the soybeans is still in strong demand. Their export numbers look very good on the high side of expectations, or in fact, above expectations. And now they're starting to downgrade some of the South American crops, so that even though they're still going to have a big crop down there, it's not as going to be as big as they once thought. So we're looking maybe for a chance to be a bit more bullish on the soybean report tomorrow. Wheat, we're starting to get some news that because of the tightness of corn, that at some ethanol plants looking at bringing in wheat to distill. So that is going to be positive to the wheat. And then overall, I think those two markets, then wheat and beans, will begin to support the corn as far as the downside.
I know Poet was one of the first ones that said they were looking at it.
They were, and it's mostly out east where the supply seemed to be a bit tighter. And that will definitely add some concern to the corn because they're switching the ingredients. But again, once the spring planting season comes, they're going to make sure that ample acres are planted to corn.
You know, this whole issue with South America, it just seems like it's a broken record. Every year they say, we're going to have big numbers. The market plays on it. And then they come back saying, well, maybe not as big as we thought.
And I think part of that is sometimes what you hear and observe and versus when you're living here in the United States, you have different perspective, and so you hear bits and pieces, and then you have to wait till the harvest actually comes to really see what the results are.